Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things you can do, including my blog. You can find it there as well. I'm excited about having a father and son team on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sander Flom and his son Jonathan Flom are with us, and they're obviously from two completely different generations. Sander is a CEO of many years, and Jonathan is a writer, and but also CEO of his own company. They come from the same backgrounds, but yet different backgrounds, the different generations, and they spent some time together walking around and decided to write a book on leadership, and the book's called The 100-Mile Walk, and they're here to talk to us about it today. Sander, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And you and Dad are just saying hello for the first time today, so you can go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Johnny.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Sander, my son, I'm a little younger than you, but my son's just a little bit younger than John, but not that much difference. We have the things that we agree on and the things that we disagree on. And when you guys were getting together to take this walk, this 100-mile walk, and to find out more about yourself and about leadership, what was the purpose of what did you when you first began? What were you thinking? Did you have any goals, or did you just start walking?
Well, that's really a great question, Jim. The 100-mile walk was actually Jonathan's idea. I needed to write a book about how to be A+, excel in the job you're presently in, and how to find the skills within that present job to move up to the next one. Being a CEO for a major NASDAQ firm for most of my career, you saw a lot of young people, great people, trying to find the tools to move ahead, to lead, if you will. I also teach in the evening. I teach the Fordham Leadership Forum at the Fordham University Graduate School of Business here in New York. And the books that I was giving my students to read, Jack Welch, Larry Bossidy, John Potter, wonderful books. I love them. But they pushed back on me saying, Professor Flom, these are wonderful, but these books are written by old guys for old guys.
Boy, that hurt, didn't it,
Sander? Yeah. Aren't there any leadership books written for me? So the challenge was, how do I write a leadership book for up-and-comers and great, ambitious MBAs? Figured, who better to do it than my own son, who has always been a leader since he was a kid. And his idea was, Dad, let's do it. Let's talk about the great speakers who have spoken to your class, the great CEOs and university presidents, but let's do it on a 100-mile walk so I can walk 50 miles in your shoes, and you can walk, Dad, 50 miles in my shoes. And off we went.
Now, John, when your dad told you that about the pushback from the students, did you understand what they meant?
Sure, very much so.
What's the disconnect? Where's the Sander? This is hurting my feelings a little bit. what was the disconnect, John?
A couple of things for me, and I think folks I interviewed and talked to, the main one is that I think for dad's generation, folks coming up, let's say coming out of the Army or undergraduate or business school, whatever it was, when they, you know, usually there was a good opportunity for them to go into a large corporation. And their mindset was that, you know, they're going to have job security in that corporation. So they'd stay there. You know, they'd put in their time, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it was.
They believed the myth, didn't they?
They believed it, and they had reason to believe it for a long time. And they would put in their time, give up their time with their kids, give up their weekends, whatever it was, put in their hours for the carrot of the next promotion and the next increase and everything else. And lo and behold, it came. My generation saw, by the time our parents got older, that myth was fading. Globalization had really taken hold, and companies that once seemed very stable clearly were not as stable. And we wanted to just develop our talents in a more sort of a freelance sort of way, and go work where we can and explore our talent, but really put our sort of loyalty in whatever our skill was, as opposed to we're going to stay here at this company for 20 years and they're going to grow us. We realize that it's our responsibility to grow ourselves.
Well, there's no question, Sander, that my generation, which I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers, my generation was more of a yes sir, what can I do for you sir kind of a generation, especially my part of the baby boomers, and I think yours were too, Sander. And the younger generation is more of a, you know, why do you want me to do this kind of thing, and you know they ask a lot more questions, I think, than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I think that's true. In our book, we do speak about it. The major differences between us. I am not a work life balance person. I believe you don't leave your desk until that work is A+. No matter what's happening, you stay there until you are best in class. And I am concerned that we are losing our competitive edge, again, as we mm-hmm. discuss much within the 100-mile walk book. We are losing our competitive edge. Look what's happening in China. Look what's happening in India. As you know, the Sanford Bernstein Group has predicted that by 2020, the Chinese economy will eclipse us. That's
right.
A concern. There is no work-life balance over there, and they are moving forward, and we're not. So that's
there does have to be, I think the operative word in what you're saying, Sander, as we go to a break, is there has to be some balance. And we'll talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Sander Flaum and Jonathan Flaum, the authors of The 100-Mile Walk, a father and son on a quest to find the essence of leadership. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friends, Sander Flaum and Jonathan Flaum. They're the co-authors of The 100-Mile Walk. And who's this Michelle Flaum, John? Who is that?
That's my stepmom, dad's wife.
Well, we got three Flaums on the book. I like that. I like a family business. I think that's really good. And she obviously is the smart one in the group, right, guys?
No doubt about it.
I'm sure she's looking too.
I'm sure she's listening. So we want to make sure we get that out there. You know, what's so interesting to me, Sander, is as I listen to the two of you talk, and I think about. We study the generations quite a bit on this show. We have quite a few generational experts who are on the show talking about the different ways of hiring the different generations, how each one is motivated, et cetera, et cetera. And as I hear you two speaking, as I said, I'm not between you two, sort of in the middle between you and ages. I'm closer to Sander than I am to John. But I do see, I'm actually feeling in my own experiences how the generations change over time. It's amazing how that works. But in terms of leadership, though, there are nine things that you guys point out in the book that I think are pretty common to all. all generations, and even though they may differ in the way they think about them, I want to click down through these nine real quick, folks, so you'll know what's in the book. And then I'm going to have John and Sunder talk about them. Number one is people. Number two is purpose. Number three is passion. Four is performance. Five is persistence. Six is perspective. Seven is paranoia. Eight is principles. And nine is practice. Now, Sunder, in your mind, in your generation, in terms of your generation, which one would you go to first?
Well, I think that they're linked. I mean, I think our point is to really lead and to excel, you need to practice our last P, practice the above P's every day to really succeed. A recent event which you're aware of, it happened January 27th when the founder of Nike, Phil Knight, holds a board meeting and informs Bill Perez that it's all over for him. This is only after 13 months of Bill Perez being in the job as CEO of Nike.
Mm-hmm.
So Phil Knight comes back being a little paranoid and says, you know what, we lost a couple of share points overseas in the whole Asian market, and we feel that you've been a little awkward in having to deal with our rivals. And this paranoia came in. You know, Phil Knight has always been about performance, performance. Number one here in the U.S., and he insists on being number one all over the world. So it's out, and I think a lot of people applauded the move. Knight is now back. He has named one of his own folks from inside to be the new CEO. I think paranoia equals performance. I think a little bit of benign paranoia for CEOs gives you that competitive edge. You don't want anyone moving forward. You need the best ideas, the best services, the best people.
I know one thing, Sander. When I've been the most creative is when I've been just a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I want to bring Jonathan in here. John, what do you think? What are your thoughts on what your dad just said?
Well, couple things. I mean, if we're going to point to, I guess, a current CEO who I think is using some of the P's in the book that really makes sense, one of the ones that pops up for me is purpose. Because if you don't have a really clear purpose that your people can feel a sense of meaning in, especially my generation, I don't think your company's going to go forward. And someone who I've read about recently, who I really respect, is Jeff Schwartz, CEO of Timberland, who said that shoes and clothes aren't enough for him. If that's all he was doing, he couldn't be motivated to do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
What's motivating is the kind of meaning he can bring to his people, the kind of work they can do in the communities where they operate in, and,
right.
and the kind of work they do around the world. That's the big motivation for sort of the interdependent network that they're building in the company, the way they're trying to use their profits.
Right.
So for me, purpose pops out as very important.
Let me stop you quickly before we got about a minute left. Tell us where the book's available.
Well, I think the book now is in all the bookstores. Happily, Jonathan informed me that in Western Carolina, it's the number three seller.
All right.
At least at my local bookstore. It was.
What about the website? Have you got your own website?
We do. www.100milewalk.com.
100milewalk.com?
It's 100milewalk.com.
Okay. 100milewalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the foreword is by Senator John Glenn, former astronaut, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's an outstanding book, folks. It's about the nine P's of leadership. The 100-Mile Walk, a father and son on a quest to find the essence of leadership. Guys, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you two come back another day?
Sure.
Love
to.
Well, I'd like to get you back again, and we'll talk some more about this, because I think there's some more that we can benefit from, not only from what you have to say, but and what you agree on, but what you disagree on. I think that's very important. Thank you, Sander. Thank you, John. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Right, back with Stephanie Winston after these messages. We're going to get organized. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.